Welcome, welcome all to this most holy day of resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord from the dead. Happy Easter to you and your families. We have five masses this Easter weekend. A beautiful vigil mass last night, and then two English and two Spanish masses today. At the Easter vigil in the evening, it's Holy Saturday, we celebrate the new sacraments. Maybe the children would like to help me review what these new sacraments are for many people last night. Children, come to the baptismal font. Help me with my homily, please. Are they coming? Are they coming? You never know. Okay, here they come. Okay, who wants to be the mom? Will you be the mom? And who wants to be the priest? You want to be the priest? Stand over here. Come on, all the way around. Oh, I think we have more than last night. Wonderful. Okay. Okay. And you want to hold my bag, and you want to hold this, and put your hand on the bottom. Okay. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Well, we had many baptisms last night. We had baptisms of adult in Spanish, we had baptisms of adults in English, and we had baptisms of children in English. Should we practice a baptism? Who's been to a baptism? Maybe a little brother or a cousin or a nephew or niece? Well, let's take a look. Okay, Mom, you can hold a baby. Come closer. Hold the baby's head over here. And Father, you say the words. You scoop the water with your hand. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Baptism makes us children of God. Children of God, what an awesome gift. Okay, are you ready? Let's go to the steps and come with me, and we can have another sacrament practice. Come, come, come. Okay, come around here. All the way around here. And shall we have another priest? Okay. You want to be priest? You want to be priest? I just have to pick you. Ready? Come up here, please. Okay. You'll be priest. And who has my plastic supply kit? Come, come, come. Okay, and you can be the one confirmed. All right, so we need the holy oil. Would you hold the holy oil? And then, Father, come over here. And are you ready? Dip your thumb in the holy oil. And then you'll make a sign of the cross on his forehead. Father, go ahead. And the words for confirmation are, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. What does confirmation do? It strengthens your faith. It strengthens your faith. Just like you want to have strong muscles in sports, who likes to play sports? You want to have a strong muscles for sports, right? So we want to have a strong faith. That's what confirmation does. Okay? Very good. Let's go up one more time to the altar. You carry this. Come on up, come on up. The third sacrament that some people receive for the first time. The boys over here and the girls on these sides. Boys over here. Okay. Who has my little supply kit? I need my supplies. Thank you. You're a good helper. Okay. Everybody gather around. You can touch the altar. Soft. The altar represents Christ. What a beautiful gift. And we have candles. You want to hold a candle?
Watch out. It's hot.
No, these are just play candles. You want to hold a candle? All right. Now, we've got hosts, and we've got a stole. Okay. You want to be a priest? Have you been priest yet? Oh. Okay. Ready? Pick up a host. This is my body. This is my body. Raise it high. Try that. Whoops. Priest. This is my body. Raise it high. And genuflect. Put it down. Okay. And ready. This is the cup of my blood. Okay. Ready. This is the cup of my blood. Raise it high and genuflect. Wow. Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, Jesus' body and blood. We get to receive that when you're old enough. Some people last night received it for the first time. What a great, great gift. So baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, Holy Communion. Three great gifts that Jesus gave us. What a blessing. Thank you, children. You can go back to your families. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Katie. I knew I was missing something. Thank you, sweetie. Okay. Think of your favorite sports team. Remember their last national championship game. Won't be too hard for you Jayhawks. You probably can recall where you were watching the game, who you were with, the final score, and even the highlights. If your team is in the next finals, you would run to the venue to see and cheer. If they won again, your belief in your favorite team would grow even stronger. In the resurrection story in St. John's Gospel this morning, Mary of Magdala saw the stone removed from the tomb, so she ran and went to Simon Peter. Peter and the other disciple both ran to the tomb. Peter and the other disciple examined the evidence in the tomb, and the other disciple saw and believed. Jesus suffered and died to take away our sins. On the third day, he rose from the dead to open up the gates of heaven for us, for you, for me. The resurrection of Jesus is a great victory over sin and death. This is the best championship by our greatest champion. How do we experience this victory of the resurrection of Jesus amid our sufferings? We have so many sufferings. Elizabeth Scalia writes, "Arm the Spirit, feed it through Eucharistic adoration and Holy Communion. Strengthen it with the sacramental grace of confession, so that regardless of what happens, despair never enters into the equation, never enters into you, because you understand. That God's hand is still part of things, that we are never abandoned. So much of what is spinning past over headlines and through the ether is illusion or purposeful distraction. And if the rest is real, it is nothing to be afraid of, because we have been told that He is with us to the end of all things, Jesus, the risen one. While looking, realize that everything that you are feeling, all the things that are weighing on you, old wounds or new ones, vulnerabilities, disappointments, injustices, betrayals, mockeries, even hunger and thirst, have been experienced by Christ Jesus. He has known it all, borne it all, suffers with you and for you, and permits you to join in his sacrifice, and thus his victory, his resurrection, his championship. He is our champion. As we begin this Easter season, let us celebrate this life-giving action in a special way for 50 days until Pentecost and beyond. May we run to the Lord in our need, in suffering, during times of joy, in thanksgiving, and during our temptations. Let us believe this sacrificial, unconditional, and giving love of Christ. Let's continue with this Easter Mass, this most holy celebration. Our risen Jesus loves us more than we can ask or imagine.